Just 6 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Don't forget, obviously, we have our shows podcasted immediately after every hour. So first hour's already out there. Second hour's already out there. Interviews that we do, always available at 1310kfk.com, my website, thewholeshow.com, Spotify, Apple, all that stuff. But now we're replaying the whole show. Normal days would be like 3 to 6, and obviously we have broadcasts and special programming like the Coach's Show and things like that that we have throughout the weeks here. But you can catch the whole show if you missed it on your drive home as well. Also, Coach Speak airs at 2 o'clock again, so a good opportunity to catch some of those programs. If you missed any portion, and you can check it out while you're in the vehicle. All right, so Angel, the Chiefs beat the Chargers 31-17. Patrick Mahomes, 424 yards, 4 touchdowns. Travis Kelce, 12 receptions for 179 yards and a touchdown. That monster games by those guys. And yet so much of what I'm still seeing as we sit here today on the Four Letter Network, Brittany and Taylor Swift have a secret handshake that they do. I saw the highlight was like, Mahomes had 400 yards. Kelce had almost 200 yards receiving, but that wasn't the story. This was. And it was their secret handshake that they do.
I think outside of that and more along the lines of the NFL script stuff, it was National Tight Ends Day yesterday. I saw more tight end catches and touchdowns than I've ever seen.
Wait, what are you saying?
Saying that, it's National Tight Ends Day, so we got to throw the ball to the tight ends. We got to make sure Travis Kelce has a good game. We got to make sure Darren Waller for the Giants just suddenly appears out of nowhere and gets a touchdown.
I don't think anybody has to make sure Travis Kelce's going to have a good
game. No, but Goddard for the Eagles last night, he got a touchdown.
Well, Kenny Swami says, dumbest thing I heard all weekend happened Sunday night at halftime. Mahomes and Kelce have an incredible performance. Over 400 yards passing and almost 200 yards receiving. And the anchor says, but that didn't even match the handshake. I audibly cussed. I'm seeing the handshake, and I was like, this is weird. I don't know who is the NFL trying to market to now and appeal to?
Everybody. The haters, the lovers, the Swifties, the NFL diehards, all of them.
Mm.
Because we're talking about it, because we think it's annoying.
It is annoying.
And Brittany Mahomes, she gets more followers every day. Taylor Swift, her movie's number one in the box office. She's the worldwide superstar. And Travis Kelce just happens to be the guy that she's dating. Maybe.
Well, and wasn't the Chargers fan in attendance? What's the Chargers fan name?
Marianne something.
Yeah. She was there. Freaking out on the sidelines. Or she had, like, front row seats.
You're a season ticket holder in Los Angeles.
She was losing it.
And you flew to Kansas City? Like, do season tickets work for home and away games?
Where'd you get those seats?
I don't know. Is that how they work for season tickets?
Mm-mm.
It's just for home games.
It's just for your home games.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you
could buy season tickets.
I mean, she wasn't in, like, the nosebleeds or anything. She was...
How'd she get those tickets?
Yeah.
Smitty, you're...
Why wasn't she up in the booth with Taylor and them? Or in the booth next to them?
So stupid. They're trying to say women like football, too, and Swifties like football, too. No, we know that! My mother-in-law.
There are women refs on the field. There are women coaches. There are cheerleaders. There are fans.
We don't need to press that. My mother-in-law has one of those, you know, those bricks that you can throw at the TV, the soft ones, the soft bricks, when you're mad at the ref. Like, she gets into it. She's been loving football her whole life. Women like football. That's great. It's not a thing.
The NFL team fans of the year, they pick like one fan for each team. Half of them are women.
But now you've got Taylor Swift and Britney. And now you've got this Marianne just losing it on the sidelines now and then happens to get amazing seats to Chargers Chiefs. Smitty says ESPN has become the modern TMZ. You're not wrong because they picked out this crazy fan for the Chargers and they're like, oh, she's adorable. We're going to focus on her now. Ooh, now there's Taylor Swift and Britney doing a handshake.
It's all social media stuff. It's all, okay, we can put a picture of Taylor and Britney on Twitter and within minutes it's going to have thousands of retweets and quotes and likes and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we lock on to this stuff, man. We just lock on.
Like, Chiefs fans, don't you just want to watch a game and just watch your team?
I bet. And I know Dixon will give us crap here in about 4 seconds about why we're even talking about it. But we're talking about it because, and it's not just the Chiefs, it's the Chargers too.
Well, and it's spreading throughout the NFL. But why are we talking about a Taylor Swift appearance at a game at a halftime for a game that's been over for 2 hours?
Yep. Yeah.
Mahomes and Kelce used to just be enough. That was enough, and we got annoyed by that.
And it wasn't like reoccurring all the time. Like, it wasn't a constant, oh, there's Britney. It wasn't constant. This is constant.
Well, yeah, it's like before it was, oh, let's see what the Chiefs and Mahomes did. Oh, he did something crazy again. Now it's, oh, yeah, they did something, but it was Taylor there? Yeah, folks, she's here. Don't worry.
And they're not even
joking. Make sure to check on it.
And they're not joking. Like, these reporters are not joking about it. They genuinely think that's the story.
Well, they talk about it as if they're joking because it's the idea that, oh, everyone hates this, so let's talk about it. But, like, no, we hate this.
Anyone see the Chargers fan with the Buffalo Wild Wings hat on? B-Dub posted it on their X account. Definitely not a plant. Well, and when ESPN got a hold of that Marianne girl 2 weeks ago, somebody, if it wasn't a plant, the camera caught her and they're like, oh, gold. Somebody who's producing the game caught it and said, this is gold. Keep going back to her. Her facial expression, she's so into it.
No, that's some director talking to a producer who got like, hey, I got a shot of this fan. She's going crazy. Let's get it up on the TV. Okay, go to camera 4.
Yeah.
And now he's got it, and now that one shot's all over the place. And she is, for a team that's not doing great, she is the biggest thing about them.
It's just so annoying. Football is a great game, and there's so many unique things about it that we don't have to really focus on the extraterrestrial. Extraterrestrial? That's not right. Yeah, maybe it feels like extraterrestrial. Well, County Swami. Yeah, she had a Wild Wings. She had a Wild Wings hat on. And Buffalo tweeted and said, not a hat. Okay. It's a crazy thing, man. Extracurricular is the word I was looking for.
Some NFL news here from Schefter. This year's in-season Hard Knocks team has been selected. Do you want to take a guess?
In-season Hard Knocks. Oh, Chiefs.
No.
In-season. Okay, it's not the Broncos.
No.
Okay. I just had to get the two out of there. Let me
go to Twitter.
No, I'm not on Twitter. I actually just need to look at the teams and see who might be appealing. I'm going to guess here. This fan is not big enough for the Chargers to be on it.
No.
I could see the Cowboys being a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Detroit being a possibility. But weren't they on it last year?
They were on it last year. I think they were on the training camp one.
It's not the Cardinals.
Nope.
It's not the Rams.
It's a top half team.
Oh. Well, could it be the Dolphins?
It is the Dolphins.
It's the Dolphins.
There you go.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are Mike McDaniel by himself is must-see television. And not in a way where he's trying to get on television.
I don't know if I like it.
Can they stop the tush push? That should be the first question during this thing.
Because now it's setting up. You know, we got the, okay, Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl. That's in the script. Dolphins, they're a flashy team. They're a fun team. They're entertaining, but they're not quite good enough. So we're going to give them Hard Knocks instead.
So it's in season? And yes. They make this decision now? So it's happening now?
I'd imagine that they have been filming this season and they're just now announcing it.
Huh. Well, that makes sense. Mike McDaniel's getting a lot of fame recently.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Greeley. Publicity.
Greeley in Colorado and all that stuff.
That hat story is, for people that haven't heard it, it's a great story.
And how about Blake Olson being so close to that story? Because he covered that.
Blake, can you get us a hookup interview?
I've asked him. Blake, where's the hookup? I'm sure you still have Mike McDaniel's number. Probably still haven't. I mean, that's got to be one of the more interesting coaches in the league right now.
Not him, Campbell, Sirianni.
Campbell's cool. You hate Sirianni now.
He's just a goofball.
I don't mind him.
Andy Reid is just Andy Reid.
Andy Reid's amazing.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, I love Andy. I love the State Farm ad with the Nuggies.
Pete Carroll used to kind of be that way. He's kind of faded a bit.
Yep, he's faded. Yeah, you got a boring quarterback. Geno's fine, but he's not must-see TV. He's not Russ. When Russ was in his heyday with Seattle, those were big days. Nothing that just like shouts through the TV screen at you about Seattle. Miami's entertaining. How about Baltimore just destroying Detroit yesterday? The most electrifying man
in all of entertainment.
All of entertainment is Lamar Jackson. He looked so good. That was his best game of the season by far. I mean, just scrambling around, buying time. 357 yards, 3 touchdowns for him through the air, and also ran for 36 yards and a touchdown. The Ravens are now 5-2 after beating Detroit 38-6. Very interesting day in the NFL yesterday. Just a strange situation. I mean, Niners and Vikings, Angel, hold on to your butts because I think something weird's going to happen tonight. Like, really weird. I'm not predicting anything because I can't add Monday night to my schedule. I'm already struggling, so we can't do that. But, I mean, look at some of the weird games. Chicago basically blows out the Raiders, 30-12. The Browns do it without Deshaun Watson, 39-38. Mac Jones throws 2 touchdown passes to beat the Bills. The Giants get their win with Tyrod Taylor. They win 14-7 over the Commanders. Commanders had a shot. I think it was first and goal, wasn't it? And they couldn't get in the end zone. Falcons beat the Buccaneers, and the Falcons are above 500. That's nuts to me, dude. Ravens absolutely annihilate the Lions. Steelers, Rams,
it's a good game.
It was a good game. Nothing like, oh, what came out of that?
T.J. Watt had a pick 6. He's good.
Oh, and did you see the Browns game? Did you see Garrett's freaking field goal block?
I didn't see it, but I heard Garrett's name a lot within 20 minutes.
He jumped over the line. Didn't touch him at all. He just jumped over the line and then jumped again to block it.
Troy Polamalu-esque.
How does a big man do that? Nothing illegal about it. Didn't use anybody to launch him over the top. Just great. What else here? Seahawks, Cardinals, Geno Smith. 2 touchdowns.
Typical Seahawks game.
They're 4-2. Chiefs didn't destroy, but scored enough to beat the Chargers 31-17. And Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce continue to be one of the most effective duos in the league.
What are the Chargers?
Nobody knows. Going to be firing their head coach at the end of the season.
Will they?
I don't know.
He should have fired him 2 years ago.
They're 2-4? Eagles and Dolphins. It was pretty good game.
Competitive until Tush Push comes out.
Tush Push, man. Jalen Hurts got hurt, but he's tough.
And I'm not someone that blames refs, and I don't blame the refs for that, but when you look at 10-0 penalties, you got to just wonder, they played a perfect game, as physical as they are. Come on. But, Dolphins had a chance, turnover late. Can't do that. But NFC team, so it doesn't really hurt.
Eagles are 6-1. Certainly the two best teams.
And they somehow lost to the Jets.
Chiefs and Eagles are the best teams right now. Niners are still up there, but after last week's loss, you certainly are second-guessing this team. They need to come out tonight and get a win. Brock Purdy needs to show that he is not human again. Get back to that.
I think it's Chiefs, Eagles, Niners, Dolphins, only because they're injured. Like, both Niners, Dolphins aren't healthy enough. Chiefs, Eagles are healthy.
Do you think there's any chance the Vikings win tonight?
Sure. It's in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. San Francisco's a 7-point favorite.
Debo's out. McCaffrey is...
I think McCaffrey's going to go.
Okay. So, still.
Kirk Cousins, look at these numbers. 1,700 yards, 14 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. How are they 2-4? I don't know. It's crazy.
It's Monday night, though, and Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Darn.
Sorry, Kirk.
Can't do it.
Wild weekend in the NFL, dude. just a nutty weekend and bad teams that weren't supposed to win won.
Tyson Baggins?
Bilbo Baggins. It's Bilbo Baggins. Where did he come from?
I don't know. He was undrafted. I know that. It looks like Justin Fields is doubtful for next week already. So are they kind of benching him for the year?
I don't know. Tyson Baggins.
Bilbo.
That's going to be your name.
Frodo, whichever.
Is it Baggint? Or Bad?
They were saying Bagent. Bagent on the phone. Like almost Tyler Bagel or something.
We have all these quarterbacks that we know and they're popular. Maybe they're not the most successful, but they're popular. We know all these guys. And then suddenly out of nowhere, I look down at a box score. I'm like, Tyson Baggins is playing. What?
Desmond Ridder?
He went to Shepherd.
Joshua Dobbs? Who?
What Shepherd? What do you know about Shepherd? The college.
Is their mascot the sheep?
This league is so infuriating sometimes.
They're in Shepherdstown, West Virginia.
Where are they in? You can't click on the team.
They are a Division II athletic program.
So that he came from that school, and here he is? How about this guy, Tyson Baggins? That is his name.
Their mascot is a ram, not a sheep.
Well, you got a shepherd rams, too, don't you?
His name is JC.
The ram?
JC the ram.
That's something we didn't have on the bingo card today. We are going to talk about Shepherd College today.
Maybe the Broncos just need to take a chance on some random guy. Worked out for San Francisco.
And what about your old boy from UNC? Probably should have went with that guy.
Slaughter. Oh, yeah.
Should have went with that guy a long time ago.
You had him. He was right there. He was right there in your hands.
Tyson Baggins just shows us that, again, he was, what do you do? Throw a touchdown, 245 yards. Talk to me next week.
You look more like a passer than Justin Fields has.
He was 21 of 29, 162 yards and one touchdown. 97.2 rating from Shepherd. Tyson Baggins. Tyler Baggins. And out of nowhere, he helps them get a win.
And they got a Sunday night game against the Chargers. Uh-oh. Little Justin Herbert fourth quarter interception.
Yeah.
Bears win.
Why not, Bears? You got Carolina losing, so you've already got your first overall pick. So
maybe they don't need to draft a quarterback.
No, when you have Tyler Baggies, change his name every single time. This is what this league can do sometimes. Brock Purdy can look good and can look great. Justin Fields, who was supposed to be finally the quarterback for Chicago, and not really, and then he's down, and now you got Tyler Billboard coming in. And he, out of nowhere, he gets a win. How does Josh McDaniels feel today? You lost to Trevor Baggins. Like, how do you keep your job? Who did you lose to? I don't know, man. You can't even click their school on ESPN.com. They're waiting for the next preseason to showcase the Broncos. That's Aaron.
Broncos will be on training on Hard Knocks.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because you can't have it with a first-year coach. So the last 2 years, you couldn't have had it.
Dixon's bringing up the forward progress thing. If you don't get forward progress, the defense could literally pick a guy up and carry him backward for 20 yards and then put him down. No, you can't pick him up on offense.
No, as soon as you picked him up, the play's dead.
Yeah, if you want to change the rule, which I think they should look into it, you can never pick a player up and drive him one way or the other. So that should be a rule. You can't pick a dude up and walk him away. You can pick him up, kind of tackle, like a form tackle kind of deal, but once you start walking and he's on your shoulders, which is going to be very hard for a guy to do, no. It'd be the same thing on offense. You're not supposed to pick up a guy and carry him forward. You can push forward. Same with defense. I just think it's worth looking at. I don't hate the tush push. I really don't. I just think the rule between forward progress and being able to push a guy on offense is a little unfair, and it's just yet another way the offense gets the one-up over the defense.
Can find me a defensive coordinator that can give me a plan how to stop it. If you can tell me how to stop it, I'll be more lenient towards it. But it's a tough play, and they're really good at it. So credit to them.
Is Kelce just that good of a center? Is that what it is? Or
I don't even know. It's a combination of that.
Hurts and his quads are like trucks.
Hurts being as strong as he is, having the extra help on the backside to push you over, and defenses like you can get low, but all that does is put you at a disadvantage because now you're at the bottom of the pile, and you can't do anything.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Because they make a pile and the offensive line kind of just stands up and they get pushed.
Aside from really just trying to time out the snap, see if you get some kind of a start.
It's under center.
It's hard to stop.
Even if the fumble, the snap exchange gets fumbled, good chance they're going to recover it because it's right there. Until someone pokes Jalen Hurts in the eyeballs. I don't know.
Sirianni's right, though. It's basically like they start every possession at first and 10 or first and 9 because they know they can get a yard. They know they can get it. It's tough. 26 minutes after the hour. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Have Friday night plans? We do. KFKA's Game of the Week, presented by A1 Organics.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
When will the Colorado Avalanche lose? Starting the season off 5-0. Back on the road tomorrow at New York. Angel, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they are at the 14-in-a-row mark dating back to last season, wins on the road. I want to say that that ties the record, and they could break that record tomorrow. Wow. I mean, this team is. I think I have that right. 14, I think it's 15 is the record. Which I don't know why that seems low to me, but the Avs could go on and break a record tomorrow. Most wins on the road in a row. Of course, this is over a span of last season and into this season.
Yeah, at least from last season's regular season, they won their last 11 road games.
Okay.
Not including they won one road game against Seattle, but they lost another one, so I'm not counting postseason play. But in regular season, yes, they are on a very impressive streak of road wins.
Yeah, I was going to see here. Okay, so this is the story from when they beat Seattle. Colorado won its 14th straight away from home dating to last season, matching the mark set by Buffalo during the 2005-06 and 2006-07 season. So is that... Is that going to be a record if they win tomorrow night?
So they won Game 3 at Seattle, lost Game 4 at Seattle, and then won Game 6 at Seattle.
I think this is – so what this is that I'm looking at is just the regular season, but you're talking about mixing it all in even with the playoffs.
Well, I was just going from regular seasons, this regular season to last regular season. It's like – it's up there.
So basically this team, it doesn't matter where the hell they play.
They're good.
They're just good. And they continue to roll here. They beat Carolina – 6-4, and even when Georgiev's struggling a little bit, Logan O'Connor is a stud. I don't know if you saw the clip too. He gets hit up against, he gets checked up against the glass, and you know how like a folding chair, if you were to be in a chair and it folds on you, how you would, mm-hmm. your head would be here, your feet would be like, your knees would be in your eyeballs almost. Mm-hmm. Logan O'Connor had that going. I looked at that picture. I didn't even think that was possible. That guy's a freaking stud. Lekkonen had a great game over the weekend, and then Ryan Johansson. This team just is that good, man.
I think it's also good to shout out Georgie.
Mm.
8 goals given on 140 shot attempts.
Yeah.
Holy wow.
And the Carolina game is probably his worst game, but other than that, he has been really freaking good. We got to give him a break. When's he going to get a break?
Well, they got another day off, so...
Yeah, that's true. Not playing tonight. That's nice. Another day off. But...
They have a backup goalie?
Oh, I do. It's not the...
It's Francois.
Is it Frankie still?
I thought Frankie was still
hurt.
He may be hurt. But it's... Yeah. Pavel Francois, Georgiev, and then Prostivov.
Prostavov. Oh, good. Maybe Frankie's good to go then. But I got to tell you, Alexander Georgiev is
no,
awesome.
No, he's on IR.
Okay. I think he's, yeah, however long that is in hockey terms.
They say out indefinitely. That was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Sucks for him. Fun, because he was an Eagles guy. Watched him kind of growing up the ranks and certainly had some big moments for the Avs. Prost, is that how we're saying it? Hey, we'll learn his name when we need to.
His name is Ivan.
His name is, what is it in Fight Club? What the hell is his name? His name is, oh, I can't think of it. We'll learn his name when we need to. Maybe we'll learn it tomorrow night.
Seen a trade here in the NFL. The Titans have traded safety Kevin Byard to the Eagles. The Eagles will send back safety Terrell Edmonds, a 2024 fifth-round pick, and a 2024 sixth-round pick.
All right. Seeing some action here. The Broncos are going to be a part of that.
Did they need another safety? Come on.
You're just looking for those final finishing touches, Angel.
What else do they need?
That's what you're just depth. Guys you can live without. And more depth in key positions. Have you seen Kareem Jackson yet? Have we seen his fine? At this point, I was looking for that. I wanted to hit that at some point before we signed off. Like, his total number of fines right now is getting... It's got to be getting up there.
Nothing about his fine. There was a story put out about him receiving some DMs that were not positive.
From the NFL or from fans?
Fans. Uh-huh. Received racist DMs after the Packers game using the N-word that he shared on Instagram.
That's stupid.
Still nothing about the fine, though.
Obviously, it's a football game. People need to not freak out. It was a bad hit. I don't know. Was it helmet to helmet?
It's helmet shoulder into the helmet shoulder, so...
But he was a defenseless receiver.
Right.
Because he was turning, he's in the air catching, his back's to Kareem, and he kind of, as he's turning, Kareem nails him.
And that's tough, because if Kareem's shoes, that receiver's turning and standing upright, and I'm hitting him in the chest rather than he turns into my shoulder.
You can't pull back. That's how you get hurt and miss tackles. Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
Plus, he has a bad reputation now, though.
Yeah.
Like that hit, you see him flying, that guy's going to have a bad reputation. Referees probably meet before the game. They know guys that have a tendency to hit hard like that, and they watch out for them.
We did get some Nuggets news over the weekend. Zeke Nagy signs
that.
A contract extension, 4 years.
How do we... How?
I want to know how backloaded that contract or front-loaded that contract is, or how spread out it is over 4 years. Because that looks to me as, okay, we're going to get this guy on our roster for a bit just so we have the money in front of us and we know what numbers we're working with. But if we need to move him, we can move him.
Yeah, I look at that. I don't see a four-year deal with him going, oh, he's locked up with the Nuggets. Injuries obviously play a big role in his career so far, and just waiting to see if he can take a step. Not the next step, because I don't even think he's taking a step. He's got to take a step and be a very useful player coming off the bench.
Yeah, I think... The biggest thing for me is I want to see how this bench defense shows up, because that was the biggest thing about the Nuggets last year, is when Jokic is on the bench, everything almost falls apart. So as we wait for this offense to get going with Strother and Christian Brown, hopefully, and Reggie Jackson, hopefully they can just rely on that defense to make it manageable.
Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow night.
It's going to be fun.
Let's go. Well, yeah, Avs and Nuggets, but obviously, you know, as good as I've been doing with my Avs stuff, Angel... You know, rubber meets the
There's
road tonight.
They keep winning.
Tomorrow night.
Give us something to talk about, Avs.
Well, no, I want to keep talking Avs. It's just I'm a Nuggets guy. If I'm picking between the two of those, I'm watching the Nuggets.
Well, I mean, you think back to as a fan, how cool it was to see them just win a championship. Now you get to see the banner. They're getting their rings, you know.
What time's that game supposed to start?
5:30.
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's kind of, I don't know.
It's weird because I know, like, if you're living in Denver and you're trying to get to that game at 5 o'clock maybe, I think the ring ceremony is like 45 minutes before that, so you got to get there super, super early.
I've always, now that I have a kid, I've had a kid for 5 years, now that you're getting up early in the morning, are there game times in your brain that are sweet spots for you where like that's the perfect time for me to watch a game? This is not a sweet spot for me. This is me getting home. Kid is hyper as hell. Mom's had enough. It's time for dad to play. So I'm going to be watching this on delay. I'm going to be recording it, and I'll be watching this on delay.
I'd say 7 is right around my sweet spot.
7 is...
7 gives me enough time to watch a game for an hour and a half. If it's over by 8:30, I can turn it off and be fine.
7:30 to me, 7:40-ish is my sweet spot. Kid, bath time is usually, like, we are very scheduled with bath time and stuff. Not everything, but when it comes to nightly routines, very scheduled. So by the time he gets out of the bath, it's like 7:40-ish. And then, you know, 8:20-ish, he's typically going to sleep. So, but my wife, I'll read to him for a little bit, and then my wife kind of, she'll read another book, she'll sing to him, whatever, things like that, whatever he likes. And so I'm usually the first guy in. I'm the starter. I go in, I read a book or two or three or four, and then my wife comes and closes it down. Time to get this kid to freaking bed.
All right, I'm good with this opener. Yeah. Bring in the main event.
It's time for her because she comes in. She's like, buddy, it's time to go to bed. I'm just like reading. So around 7:40-ish, 8-ish, I can sit down. Day is done. Taking care of the kid for the day is done. Now it's focus on the game time. That's why a lot of people see me coming in hot on tweets halfway through games.
Yep.
Because I've got the game on. But it's in the background, and I'm not going to do the phone thing, not when I'm with the kid. I'm playing, running around, pausing, looking at a play, playing it again, running back. But when the kid goes to sleep.
You should let him like think of a tweet for you to say, like your first tweet of the night. Yeah. Okay, kid's going to bed. What do you want to say to the people?
Yeah.
And you type out whatever he says.
He would say, like he normally tells me when he's done with me, he will say, okay, I said good night.
There you go.
That's what he'll say. Or right. Space, please, because he loves his space, personal space. So, yeah, that's kind of the sweet spot for me is right around that time. So 5:30 is not convenient for me. So I will be watching that on a little bit of a delay. I am kind of excited about tonight's game, Monday Night Football game. I want to see if how he responds. I'm very curious. And I want to see if Kirk Cousins can break the curse, finally, that he's not a part of. Like Sean Payton would say, hey, that's not a... It's not my curse. It's not my problem. It's not my hump. Whatever that means. 42 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, I have some tickets to give away. Check out the Colorado Grit. You've heard us talk a lot about this team, and they're well in their home portion of their schedule. Back at home this weekend. I got tickets for Friday. That would be October 27th at 5:45 against the Shreveport Mudbugs. The Mudbugs? It's an interesting name, Angel. Translate.
Crawfish.
Oh.
Crawdads.
Mudbugs. I've heard of bedbugs. And Mud Dogs from Waterboy, but not Mud Bugs. But apparently that's a thing.
Yeah, they're like a jumbo shrimp that lives in the mud.
Man.
In southern parts of the country. You dig them up, get a few hundred of them, throw them in a pot of boiling water, some seasoning, potato, celery, corn, some andouille sausage as well. Get you a nice crawfish boil.
And you can, it's making me hungry.
You can eat them like shrimp, and the thing is you have to eat their heads as well.
Really?
You just crunch it.
Is it good?
Yeah.
The heads are good?
Yeah.
Oh.
Real juicy, spicy. It's good stuff.
Well, let's see if the Grit can put the mud bugs in a pot this weekend and cook them up real nice. See, there you go, Angel. I got a four-pack of tickets to give away for that game coming up on Friday. Actually, it's your pick, Friday or Saturday. Saturday, the 28th at 3:45, so you can do an afternoon game or an evening game. Friday or Saturday, you get to pick. Four pack of tickets for the Colorado Grit. I think I just need a first name and an email address. There we go. Caller number 3 on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. 48 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's The Whole Show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Hear Preps Talk and Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What do we learn on this 23rd day of October? I learned that we didn't learn much about the Broncos. Because the win over the Packers wasn't necessarily this aha moment. It was kind of a boring game. Two boring teams. Two not very good teams. And you found a way to get the dub. I'm happy. I'm happy you won. I don't know how I feel about it in the long term. But I learned that we still don't know much about this Broncos team. We still haven't seen the breakthrough. Defensively made some stops. Offense, you got 19 points. Courtland Sutton kind of looked like a little bit of his old self, but it still looks clunky. It still looks difficult. Angel, what'd you learn today?
I learned that the Avs are really, really good on the road. I learned that the Nuggets alternate jersey is hideous. I'll have to see how it looks like on the court, if that changes my mind. I thought the same thing about the red ones a few years ago and changed my mind about it, so... And tanking, if you're going for a quarterback, it's probably wiser to do. If you're not going to make a change at the quarterback position, can you position yourself to a point where you get more draft picks or a better position?
Yeah, and that's why the win over the Packers didn't necessarily further the belief that they're going to make some crazy trades or not. I think it just, again, you beat the Chiefs. I could see the Broncos going forward.
Are they Sean Payton's players to trade?
The records aren't his. The history's not his. That was a silly, silly remark by Sean Payton. They're not his humps. Just remember that. They're not his humps. All right, we'll get back at it tomorrow. We'll have the Jack Howell Show, unfortunately, talking about a loss. Last week was so fun, coming off of the Boise State Hail Mary win. We got to talk about the last-second field goal that put the Rams away. With UNLV CSU over the weekend. So we'll have that show. More Broncos stuff, Nuggets preview, all that and more. Good night, Northern Colorado.